My family, well, I was born in a council estate in South East London, and I'm the youngest of seven kids, and standard kind of South East London white working class family. Being white working class in my timber town in New Zealand was very different. It meant that I had access to a lot more stuff than I would have in Woolwich. While being in South London meant that there was lots of city things that my siblings had access to. Lots of art and culture stuff that I certainly didn't in Tokoroa, where I grew up, which is 3 hours from the closest museum or gallery. But I grew up with, there was 26 languages in my primary school. And there were Maori kids and Samoan kids and Niuean kids and Tongan kids and Fijian kids and Scottish kids and Irish kids and Welsh kids speaking Welsh as their first language. And Dutch kids, French, Swiss, everybody had come to my town to work, like my mum and dad did in the mill. And so actually, I grew up multicultural before it was trendy. And I grew up multicultural in New Zealand, which is in a way bicultural really, because the Maori people were the first people there and then the white people came. But my town was multicultural because there was lots of other Pacific Islanders and lots of other Pākehā white people. Pākehā is Maori for white. So I probably would have had a traditional white working class upbringing in South East London. What I got was a working class mixed multicultural upbringing where I grew up in New Zealand. And that's not true of every New Zealand kid, because there's lots of New Zealand kids who don't have that mixed a town to grow up in as I did. But I'm really glad that that's what we got, and I'm really fortunate for it, because it wasn't easy. It's a very poor town, and my dad did shift work, and my dad was an alcoholic. He was a great man, brilliant man, and violent. And great man, brilliant man, and violent. Both of those things can be together. People often talk about them like one or the other cancels the other out. So it wasn't easy, but I think what we got as a benefit from being where I grew up in New Zealand was knowing that there are so many other amazing cultures that I could grow up with. And actually, in terms of disability, my school, because there wasn't a place to put disabled kids somewhere else and put them on a bus somewhere else, I grew up with kids with cerebral palsy, the spinal bifida, kids with learning difficulties and emotional difficulties, because there wasn't somewhere else to send them, and physical difficulties. So that, I just think we had a more integrated upbringing than I would ever have had we stayed in London.